This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Smoky conditions are reducing visibility all along the Front Range today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the haze is coming from wildfires in southwest Colorado and Arizona.
A good portion of the smoke is coming from the East Canyon Fire west of Durango, a 2,500-acre fire that's currently 1% contained. The smoke is spread across the Front Range, though Colorado Springs is likely facing the worst visibility. Eric Peterson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says air quality is a moderate concern, but the real worry is the danger for more fires.
We're really dry out there today, so any activity that could start a fire is really unwise today and would be best to be avoided.
He says a cold front and winds coming out of the north beginning Wednesday night should improve air conditions. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Amtrak is cutting daily service on two rail lines through Colorado to three times a week because of the pandemic. Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godes says cutting the Southwest Chief and the California Zephyr would further hurt tourism.
People from all over the country use that Zephyr line to get to Glenwood and to recreate, including my own mother. And so it'll be really disappointing if those cuts go through.
Amtrak says ridership is down 90% across the country. The cuts take effect this fall. Coming up on the program, the Atlanta DA has charged a former officer with felony murder in the death of Rayshard Brooks, shot in the back after an encounter with police at a Wendy's drive-thru. Another officer has been charged with aggravated assault. Then, the CEO of a public library system in Maryland talks about changing his given name because of its Confederate roots. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up in this next half hour, CPR's Nathaniel Miner is back from today's RTD board meeting with the latest on the Denver Area Transit Agency's budget woes. Nate will join us in about 10 minutes from now here on All Things Considered. In the weather, red flag warnings until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Vail, and Grand Junction. Less hot tomorrow, highs in the 60s and 70s across Colorado. This is CPR News.